We are now on record. It is March 16, 2022 at 2:05 p.m. This is a recorded public hearing held by the Washington State Board of Registration for Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors, which I will refer to during this meeting as the board. My name is Shannon Gillespie and I am the rules coordinator for the board and presiding officer over this hearing. This hearing is being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regards to the board's proposed rule changes to Washington Administrative Code, or WAC, Section 196-23, stamping and seals. This public hearing is being held virtually without a public space. Staff and public attendees are all participating remotely. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice under WSR 22-03-101, filed with the Code Advisor's Office on January 19th, 2022, and by posting notice of the hearing and attendance instructions on the board's website. The proposed rules are available on the website. Go to the board's website, which you can find by typing in www.brpels.wa.gov and look for the rulemaking activity tab located on the homepage. These rules are proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 18.43.035 and RCW 34.05.020. The board is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are recording this hearing via audio only. Representatives of the Washington Board of Registration for Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors are present today. And I will let them introduce themselves at this time with their name and title, starting with Vonna.
Vonna Kramer, licensing lead.
Jill.
Short, investigations and compliance manager.
Carmina.
Carmina Moretti, executive assistant.
Okay. The board encourages anyone attending this hearing to ask questions and provide their comments today. If you do not wish to speak today, you may also submit written comments to the board at sajnan.gillespie@brpels.wa.gov. All written comments must be received by March 17, 2022. Depending on the complexity of the comments and questions, it is unlikely the board will respond to your questions or comments today. Instead, the board is gathering all questions and comments, both oral and written, for a comprehensive review. Based upon that review, the board will consider whether these proposed rules should be revised. Should the board decide not to make any substantive changes to the proposed rules, the board will provide written responses to your comments and questions in a single written document called the Concise Explanatory Statement. This will enable you to see all comments and questions and their responses in one location. The concise explanatory statement will be posted on the board's website, filed together with the CR-103 at the Code Advisor's Office, and will be provided to anyone who makes comment today or during the comment period. And there's still nobody here. Okay. So, I have to go down here. As there is no public currently at the meeting, we will pause the hearing for 20 minutes and resume at 2:30 p.m. to give anyone that may still be trying to attend the hearing to provide comment a chance to speak. We will remain online during that time, and Carmina, you can pause the recording.
Done.
Okay, we are back on recording. The board will consider comments and questions and determine whether revisions to the proposed rules are needed. As no public showed up to provide comment. That made no sense. If no substantial changes are made, the board will prepare a concise explanatory statement summarizing all matters presented today, including all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rule, and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to those who have made oral or written comments and have provided contact information. It is now 2:31 p.m. and this hearing is adjourned. You can turn off the recorder.